I'm speaking with Senator Curtis King, Republican from the 14th Legislative District, and Senator, the Majority Coalition Caucus coalesced this year around a guiding set of principles, not the least of which is the budget. That is now behind us, and the focus now moves forward, and looking at this interim, transportation seems to be the issue bubbling to the surface. Tell me your thoughts.
Transportation has been on the forefront, along with the operating budget. But obviously, the operating budget needed to take precedent. As we finish that part of it, you know, there's been a focus on then, is this the year to have a revenue package for transportation? It's been my belief all year long that this is not the year, that there's things that need to be done. There need to be reforms, a variety of those types of things that have to be agreed to before we could really look at moving forward with asking the citizens of the state of Washington for more of their money.
You have said all session long that perhaps 2014 would be the earliest that the citizens of Washington would be comfortable with a revenue package. Is that looking like that's how it's going to shape up?
Well, at this point, I would say yes, that's true. And there are some that believe that because 2014 is an election year, that perhaps it will end up being 2015. But those discussions will be held over the interim, and we'll see where they lead.
Some of the transportation projects in your district are obviously very important to your constituents, but a lot of the transportation dollars generated here in Washington somehow end up flowing to Western Washington. How do you propose to deal with making that more equitable?
If you look at the packages that have gone out of here in the last 10 or 12 years, I actually believe that Eastern Washington has gotten their fair share of those dollars. The difference here is that when you look at the West Side, and you look at I-405 or the 520 bridge, those are multi-billion dollar projects. In Eastern Washington, we have very few of those. But I would go back to the ERA funds that were done, I think, 2 years ago. When you looked at the distribution of the funds, those were funds that came from the feds. Eastern Washington got a very good percentage of those dollars, got a very good percentage of the projects that those dollars paid for. So we've seen some improvement, but we still have a long way to go. We have a lot of maintenance and preservation problems that we have kind of overlooked, and we need to step up and start addressing those as well. So,
a number of people have been saying that before any new revenue goes toward transportation projects, the number one priority should be reforming the system. Can you tell me about that?
I think that is a belief in our caucus that reform comes before revenue. And we have a list of 10 or 12 reforms. We need to identify those that we feel are the most critical and provide the most benefit to the citizens of the state of Washington in regards to their revenue package, and those are the ones that we need then to promote and see if we can't get them through before we start looking at taking more of the citizens' money.